"Why are you peeling it like that?" said Christina, my colleague and recent Chinese immigrant, as I held my banana in my right hand, split the stalk with my left, and peeled back the skin from top to bottom in what I assumed to be the universally accepted tripartite manner. "What?" "You're opening the wrong end," she said. Her explanation followed. "Split the other end with a gentle squeeze, just as if you are tweaking a baby's nose, peel back the skin, and there you have it. A banana. With two improvements. Firstly, the top bit has not been mushed by the undue force used to split the stalk, and secondly, the stalk now provides a convenient handle with which to hold your newly peeled banana." An impromptu survey of those in the vicinity revealed Christina to be alone with her technique, though one first-generation Chinese-American confirmed her father peels in this Chinese manner. Christina assured us her 1 billion compatriots peel their bananas as described. Having presumed my banana peeling employed the physically most efficient method possible, it came as a surprise to learn that Western culture, not scientific principle, had formed my technique. That repository of world culture, the internet, reveals a multitude of peeling methods, but crucially informs me that monkeys favour the Chinese technique. Peeling my next banana, in the Chinese manner, revealed an easier peel, an unmushed tip, and the advertised handle, yet the different grip required, coupled with an unfamiliar weight distribution caused by the asymmetrical curve of the inverted banana, imparted an unbalanced feeling in my hand. My banana was out of control. However, the superiority of Christina's technique was indisputable, and now, as I become comfortable eating my banana in the Chinese manner, I wonder what other cultural treasures await as we enter what many predict will be China's second golden age. With a Perspective, I'm Luke Pease.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.